God. It's almost like a cat in heat, but she's not in heat because she's fixed. But and it drives Derek nuts.
Everything makes Derek angry. Everything. Every voice in the world.
Meow! Meow!
Oh, yeah, you like that?
It made me fucking squirt.
Do you know what noise makes me happy?
What?
No!
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 That makes me happy.
Big fatty is no.
Yes.
You know what? I like when in the morning, like if I'm having a bad day and I listen to Big Fatty, when he goes, "Ah, Big Fatty, no one gives a shit." And it just... cracks me up.
Any other noises you like, dislike? I mean, no.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Meow.
Oh, yeah, you like that?
It made me fucking squirt.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 542 of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday, the 2th of March, 2010. Y'all coming up on today's show? Hopefully, I'll be able to get through all the hoot nannies from the weekends. Plus, y'all, there's a surprise! Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Tuesday is going well. Y'all, I tell you what. I am just going to tell you what. Big Fatty watched those Olympic closing ceremonies last night. And y'all, my favorite thing in the entire 2 weeks of the Olympics came during the closing ceremonies last night. And y'all, I tried to get an audio clip of this, but it was unavailable. So I'm just gonna have to read it to you. Let's just see if I can find it here. Oh, Big Fatty, you should have that done before you go on to the air, before you go to the air. And y'all, there was one video clip, but it wasn't very good. But y'all, during the closing ceremonies last night, after everything was kind of over, and y'all, the favorite quote came, and I'll just read this to you. It comes from the immortal Bob Costas. "The closing ceremonies in Vancouver were even more hilariously weird than the opening ceremonies. I'm officially in love with Canada." Big Fatty, where is the thing you're talking about? Well, anyway, it says, "Can you imagine the Soviets," and then it's scratched out and says, "Russians doing something like that? Now, don't get me wrong. I revere Russian culture, but the Sochi preview show was fucking terrifying. Were those gunshots? Was somebody being executed in Red Square?" Oh! And that was Turkey Tetrazzini. And we have... Tchaikovsky, we have Shostakovich, we have KGB, "Come to Russia, you will enjoy." But y'all, that doesn't have anything, to do with my favorite part of it. Y'all, my favorite part was when Bob Costas turned to the camera and says, "And now the always enjoyable giant inflatable beaver." Y'all, and they have these giant, if you haven't seen them, you've got to go onto the inner tubes and look at these giant inflatable beavers. Y'all, I would have guessed that the games were being held in the Faroe Islands. And y'all, I think it was just a not so subtle wink. It was a not so subtle wink to that Kim beaver, and her cohorts in the Faroe Islands. Yo, they wanted, oh, no, no, that's about Canada. No, we're about the Mexican beavers. No, it was y'all, it was a not so subtle nod to the one and only Kim Brewer. And y'all, by the way, I went over to the lodge earlier today. And y'all, it's just a disturbing, it's a very disturbing picture of that Scotty and Arthur from the future. And y'all, it's just very disturbing. And y'all, speaking of going over to the lodge, I meant to tell you this. On Friday night when we were doing that, that live show that nobody liked, because, you know, y'all, I'm just the pretty one. I am just the pretty one at that. But, y'all, while we were doing that, I had suggested to Daniel Beaver that he and Lori Warbucks go over to the Kim Beaver's Lodge and take a look at that picture of Wiener, who was featured at the beginning of today's show, y'all. Yes! Yes, Big Freddy, we don't give a shit, and thank you for saying that in case Nessa, sweet Nessa, is in a shitty mood today. But, y'all, I said, y'all need to go over there, and y'all, it touched my heart. It just touched my heart. It was not inappropriate touching. One moment, please. No, But, y'all, so Lori Warbucks was sitting right there at the computer, and y'all, he went right to the BFO and went over under the Fat Favorites and clicked to go to the Kim Beaver Lodge. Y'all, because that is, it is the center of the interwebs. The BFO is the center of the interwebs, and y'all, it just did my heart good to see him do that. Yes, Big Friday, we know you have repeated it twice now. Now, y'all, getting back to the weekend, but, anyway, getting back to the weekend, Saturday, no, after, Lori Warbucks and I, you know, the elders, left that show, we went back to our respective hotels, and then I got to see what the world of whatever looks like. And y'all, the beginning of it, it's very self-explanatory, and it's all these skeletons running around. You'd never want to walk up to them and say, "Hello, lovey, I'm your Auntie Vera.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me?" Oh, yes.
Y'all, everybody would just take a fireball and throw it at them and get out of here. No! Get away! No! But, no. "Hello, lovies!" You know, it's just, and Daniel Beaver showed me how he was jumping up and down in the room with her. Y'all, you can't fucking miss it. It's like this giant gargoyle monster thing jumping up and down. And, you know, here's Vera in, you know, trying to walk. "Oh, I can't walk. I'm too fat." But anyway, by the way, y'all, today was the 1th of when I'm recording. Ben Freddy, no one gives a shit when you're recording it. But today was the 1th of March. And y'all, you know, March comes in like a lamb and goes out like a lion. Or it comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb. Well, y'all, I think that we in Charleston have experienced the lamb. Be a lamb. Be a lamb. In fact, I'm going to write that. I'm going to write that right here on the calendar. I'm going to write lamb because I won't remember that. And y'all, did you have a lammy day? Be a lamb, Big Freddy, and ask us how our day went. Or did you have a lion day? So y'all, it looks like the 31st of March is going to be a lion day. And y'all, what is that? Wait a minute. What is that happening on the 30th? Oh, that is the Passover. We are going to pass over that. but anyway, went back to the hotel room. Let me finish talking about the weather. Y'all, we're expecting a wintry mix later today on Tuesday. So, The tooth of March is going to be a lion. Yes! But, anyway, went back to the hotel, didn't sleep real well, and got up Saturday morning and had the complimentary coffee and a mini bagel just to hold me. Because, y'all, you know, I'll get the coffee stomach sometime. Yes, Big Friday, we know about the coffee stomach. You do not need to remind us again. And then, y'all, we went to the Lizard's Thicket. Ugh, vile. Well, it wasn't so bad. Big Fatty had the Brofka sampler, and y'all, it came with a half a piece of country ham and bacon and sausage and scrambled eggs and a choice of grits or hash brown potatoes, except they were more country potatoes, and a biscuit or toast. And I had that, and I had some unsweet tea with it. Yes, Big Fatty. And that Lurie Warbucks, he had some kind of biscuits and gravy and what else did he have? He had something else. And that Daniel Beaver had a waffle. Yes! And so after all of that, we said our goodbyes. And then Big Fatty got on the road. And I got back to Charleston about 2 o'clock. Y'all, I was just exhausted. I was exhausted. I don't see how Lurie Warbucks drove for 15 hours to get back to Connecticut. But, y'all, he did, because there was nutmeg to be harvested, and he had to get back up there. But, y'all, Granny and Miss Bart, oh, Big Fatty, are you going out to the patrickspubonline.com? And I said, I think I'm too tired. I am bone weary. I was bone weary, y'all. And y'all, I crawled in the bed on Saturday night about 8:30. And I got up Sunday morning at 7:30. So a good 11 hours of sleep made Big Fatty, oh, dear Gussie, made Big Fatty feel a lot better. And y'all, on Sunday, I did my taxes, and I have electronically filed them, and they have been accepted by the IRS. And then on Sunday, y'all, I did some rearranging and cleaning and purging in the sling room. I rearranged the furniture and all in there, and y'all, it's really quite nice. It's quite the amenity for when my grandson comes down to visit in at the end of this month. Yes, Big Friday, he is coming at the end of the month, and he would love to enjoy your puppet theater. But y'all, I do have one question. Since we were talking about the Olympics a little bit earlier, I do have one question. I know NBC paid a buttload of money, to broadcast the Olympics. But y'all, I don't know if other countries get the NBC feed, or if they have, like, over in the UK, not Stephen the UK, all you guys over there, John and Ely, y'all, I'm convinced John and Ely has unsubscribed. Yes, Big Fatty, he has unsubscribed. And Arthur and Scotty and my straight boyfriend, straight Bob, do y'all get the NBC feed? And y'all, if that were the case, I would love it if the BBC or TV NZ-lin, won the bid one year, and all we had to endure were all the profiles of the British athletes or the NZ, the Zedlanders, or the Aussies. Anyway, Big Fatty, will you please just move on? You promised us a surprise. Can you get to it, please? Make a wish, Christian dream, a dream. Christian dream. Now, y'all, Big Fatty was sitting in his office today, and a package was delivered. Now, y'all, quite frankly, I don't know if I've ordered something and I've forgotten it, or if somebody has sent me something from the Amazon, but I'm opening it up right now, and I have no clue what this might be or who it might be from. Perhaps it's an inflatable beaver. Yes, Big Fatty, that would be lovely to have an inflatable beaver. Oh dear, Gussie. By the way, had no nibbles at all on the living room furniture or the television. So I may have to reduce the price. All right, y'all, I'm going to Oh, it's some sort of book. Oh, dear Gussie. Let's just see who this is from. Yeah, it is from that Kim Beaver. Oh, dear Gussie. Oh, dear Gussie. Oh, I'm gonna vomit. Y'all. First of all, let me just read what it says. It says, hey, it says for all of us, maybe you'll find something new. With all my love, your favorite lesbian number 3 fan. Y'all. Oh, my God. Y'all, it is the whole, with a W, the whole lesbian sex book. Oh, my God. A passionate guide for all of us. Oh, my God. Y'all, all of a sudden, I'm a little nauseous. Talk about an inflatable beaver. Ah! Big Fatty, I bet there's a chapter on inflatable beavers in there. Y'all, I'm just going to pop this open, and I'm going to just look at the table of contents and see what some of the chapters are called. Oh, my God. I got the Hello Kitty Easter basket, and now I've got the whole lesbian sex book. That's great. Let's just read some of these chapters. Desire and Fantasy. Anatomy and Sexual Response, Orgasm, The Road to Heaven Leads to You, Masturbation, Communication and Finding Sex Partners, Sex and Partnership, Breast Play. I believe Big Ricky is going to be doing some of that with Miss La Lauren when he's up in the Chicago's doing a little motorboating. Let's see, motorboating, no, I don't see it. That's probably, maybe, Big Ricky, maybe you can write another chapter for the sequel to this. Clitoral play, oral sex, vaginal penetration, anal penetration, gender, not destiny, play nice or else, play parties and public sex, sex toys and accoutrements, safer sex and gynecological health. Bibliography. Well, y'all, that's the one I'm going to look at the most, is bibliography. Yes, Big Fat. Oh, my God. Y'all, they've got, just under vaginal penetration, take a tour. Yes, let's take a tour of a vaginal. then finger blasting, vaginal fisting. Oh, strap-on dildos, how-tos of vaginal penetration. Positions for vaginal penetration, toys for vaginal penetration safely, where to learn more. Let's see what they say about anal penetration. Basic preparation, finger blasting, anal fisting, strap-on dildos, how-tos of anal penetration, positions for anal penetration, toys for anal penetration. Y'all, this is the same thing as the, Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, a hole is a hole. I think it's exactly. They talk about exactly the same thing. So that, you know, there you go. One in the pooper, two in the stink. No. How big, fatty, you're just retarded. Oh, dear God. Oh, y'all, I'm telling you, Kim Beaver is the funniest motherfucking person on the face of the earth. And y'all, please, if you do nothing else, go over and see those inflatable beavers over there at the NBC site. Because y'all, when Kim Beaver was addressing the card for this gift to me, all she could think of was...
Oh, yeah, you like that?
Oh, made me fucking squirt.
Oh, dear Gussie. Blah.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay.
Meow!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.